Thought I saw Lincoln come in, so give him a second.
I think I'm gonna make some changes while I'm here.
I'm good in the chair.
No, I don't know about that.
You could forgive yourself from newsletter articles for the year.
Yes, my first.
Just for the year.
Executive decision. I like that idea, actually. First action item. Drunk with power. I would never do another one again.
Drunk with power.
So we're live on YouTube.
Yeah. I think that was him that walked in. Maybe.
Did you go to the conference room? I know there was some talk of maybe doing it in the conference.
I thought you went in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can start.
We don't need to do, do we need to do a roll call? Anything like that?
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Well, it's 101, we'll get started. Hello and welcome to all of you who have come to be with us here today at the Linden City Council special meeting. We'll begin with a roll call, starting on my left.
Van Broderick, present.
Jay Hoyt, present.
Steve Stewart, present.
We'll excuse Mayor Lundberg, who is out. I'm serving as Mayor Pro Tem, and we'll dive right into it. Review and action, canvas, and certification of 2025 general election results. We'll turn the time to Adam.
So what we've got here is we've received this information from the county today, the final vote tallies, and let me just pull those up. This is also available. The county has a mapping tool that you can go online and look at these results. And they've updated it just yesterday afternoon with the totals. So if you go to the Utah County elections page, and then there's a link for results by map. And so this shows the voter turnout, and then we also have a map there that shows the number of votes per candidate. This area up on the east side, as I clicked on that, it actually was tied between Jake and Van, and so I think that's why it's grayed out. That's the results there. And then you can deep dive, and there's information that Brittany got this morning and it's voting by precinct, or you can go on here and click each individual precinct and it'll show the number of votes for the individuals if you want to need that. And then for the mayor's position, running unopposed. Just briefly, for the record, our voter turnout for this general election was officially 34.5%. And as I mentioned a minute ago, if you just jump every other year, those are our municipal election years. Presidential election years are always pretty high. So, what we are doing officially here today, so we're convening as the Board of Canvassers. And then what we prepared is resolution 2025-25-R. And this resolution just indicates that you've reviewed the information provided by the county. Back in the old days, we actually used to pull out each individual ballot, and the council members acting as the board of canvassers would recount everything and make sure the tallies all added up. It seemed a little more official. Now what we receive is an email that's a certified copy of the election results. Let me pull that up. And statistics, so this is what we've received from Utah County. Has the number of registered voters, the number of ballots sent, those number of ballots not accepted, and then the reasons they are not accepted. 52 not accepted, 21 didn't have a voter record signature that matched, and then the majority of those were returned past the deadline. Then it has some other information on the ballots, and then the percentage turnout, and then the certification by the county clerk. that these numbers are correct, and then the final vote tallies were sent to us. And so what you're declaring today by passage of this resolution is Carolyn Lundberg was elected mayor, and then Van Broderick and Jacob Hoyt elected as council members. Any questions on any of this?
I think the only question I have, we don't have to enter, similar to the RDA board, we don't have to enter into a canvassing board, board of canvassers.
Right, this meeting, you've convened as the board canvassers of that meeting.
Okay.
I don't believe that takes a separate action. So since it was advertised that you're convening as the board canvassers.
Great.
I think we're covered.
I think the mail voting, I'm trying to remember 12 years back, around 12 years back is when they made that change. In my mind, we were in the 20% range on municipal elections back in the day. So the mail voting, vote by mail has been at a minimum at 10%. That's great. And
so this is an email I sent out last year, actually, but it has, I kind of broke out. So we don't have the 2025, but that line is when vote by mail started in 2017. And so from statistics previously, average municipal turnout before vote by mail was 25%. And then not including this year, we were at 39%. So really significant jump.
And this year was a below average year. And I think you look at the school board, which I'm surprised didn't bring out a little more, but it was a heated primary. I'm curious, I'll have to go back and look and see what the primaries were. It was a heated primary, and then it was kind of like a little, I'm not surprised it was lower than the normal with the issues going on, I guess. But it's pretty clear right there, the vote by mail certainly increased voter turnout. Say what you will about it, voter turnout has increased.
Yes, absolutely. So even on the presidential years, we were averaging 78 before and went up to 88%, so.
What's the cost difference? I know it costs us a lot.
It's quite a bit more. So this year we did not have to have a primary. So for just the general, we were at about $21,000.
Yeah. And what do you think it was before? I mean, you had to pay poll workers.
I would say under five. Well, I don't know that. That's a bad guess. And because we still had to pay for all the printing of the ballots and everything. And so, yeah, I don't know. That would be an interesting thing to pull to present.
We haven't had primary, at least I think in 12 years, in London.
It's been a while. Yeah, I don't remember when the last one was.
Okay.
Well, we would like a motion from Mayor Pro Tem. I would like to move that we approved resolution number 2025-25-R certifying the results of the 2025 general election.
We have a motion from Councilmember Steve Stewart.
Second.
And a second from Councilmember Van Broderick. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing it's unanimous, it passes.
Thank you. So we, just before you leave, Jake, we can get your signature on that resolution, and then Brittany will attach that information that the county sent to the resolution. We send that to the Lieutenant Governor's office at the state and then to the county, and then she's got some certificates for the newly elected officials.
Very cool.
So,
okay.
That's it.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
All right, I do need all of your guys' signatures on this thingy. And then you...
This thingy?
This thingy.
This official thingy? Can I get it?
Yes, thanks. Of course.
Oh, cute.
I don't know. Don't want too much, but that looks pretty nice.
Yeah, that's great.
You got a pen for me?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Steve's got it.
You don't want to keep that.
I was going to take one and frame it, but...
We were really
Just the one on this one?
Yeah.